This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2245. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition recorded May 30th, Algeria, Australia, Benin, Bolivia, Brazil, Cuba, Finland, Germany, Indonesia, Korea North, Malaysia, Mongolia, Myanmar, New Zealand, Peru, Poland, Romania, Russia, Spain, Switzerland, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, Vietnam, Shortwave Nostalgia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week I gave the listed schedule for Algeria's shortwave broadcasts. However, monitoring since then finds them missing from the 03 to 06 UT block, not heard on 9500 or 9700. When I checked on May 29th, perhaps they're resting for two sesqui hours early in the morning. Meanwhile, our best reception by far continues to be on 17600, which is scheduled between 06 and 22 UT. This notice from Tim Gaynor of our Australian affiliate Unique Radio as of May 25th. Unfortunately, the Unique Radio AU site will be going offline after May 29th due to Square taking over Weebly and increasing costs to legacy websites, turning them into business websites. They are asking way too much. Increased costs now have made my mind up for good. Jen's calling Radio Nuts. Webcast will continue. I do have plans for a new service for a few hours at night, still using 5035 and 3210 USB. Later in the night, and hopefully a new online website under a different moniker. The shortwave will be talk-based with no music and offered for release to selected broadcasters or program producers. I would still like to feature World of Radio and the International Radio Report. I'll let you know when the new entity will be back. With thanks always, Timothy Gaynor, domestic radio sender in Moree, New South Wales. May 29th at 0330 UT, I had a just barely audible carrier on 1566 kHz. For reasons I explain in detail in my reports, this cannot be anything but Transworld Radio in Paracou, Benin. It's a 100 kilowatt transmitter with an advantage of a low latitude path in the summer far from the midnight sun. It enters North America just outside Washington, D.C. Programming supposedly starts at 0345, but apparently the carrier is on earlier. So few Bolivian stations remain on shortwave that we must take note of those that exist, such as on 3310, Radio Mosoch Chasqui in Cochabamba. It's often reported by Bob Wilkner in Florida, including on May 25th and 26th between 0120 and 0131 UT. Slightly better signal on the second night in Quechua. As reported in the NASA flash sheet, also by Rob Wagner in Victoria, Australia, at 10:35 UT on May 25th, when it was in Spanish and not Quechua. Short rapid-fire news items, and 5 seconds of theme music separating them, occasionally mentioning Bolivia. In fact, the only other Bolivians listed in WRTH are Radio Pio XII on 5952, slightly higher than that, I think, sometimes on the air in the evenings, at least with a carrier, if not modulation, and maybe on 6135 Radio Santa Cruz. Scheduled all the way straight through from 09 until 02 UT. Station in Brazil, which comes and goes but is not completely gone yet, is Radio Nove de Julho. It's on a characteristic off-frequency around 9819. Manuel Menes in Spain reported on May 26th. Checking for it this weekend at different times, it seems to be out of the air, just like last weekend. But May 27th at 0649, I found no signal direct on a signature off-frequency. Could it be gone forever? Nor was it to be heard May 28th at 1345, when Stephen Luce checked a Brasilia remote receiver. In both instances, reception was okay for others, such as RVM on 9665. But then May 29th at 0336, I was getting a just barely audible carrier direct, carefully measured to 9818.8345. Radio Nove de Julho must be back. And Wolfgang Büchel had it a bit earlier on the same date, measured at 9818.836 via remote receivers. Tony Pavic in British Columbia was hearing Radio Havana, Cuba on 9700. on May 23rd, 24th, and 25th at various times between 0156 and 0400. But the following nights, not to be heard until May 28th at 0332, I had RHC in Spanish on 9700 introducing a program of jazz music. Romania in Spanish at 02 to 03 is also on 9700. We'll get to that later. Something is not always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. The first English hour of the day at 19 UT is supposed to be on 15140 and also on 11760. But there were no signals at all when I checked May 28th at 1945. But the next day, Doug White in North Carolina says, surprised to hear RHC with good modulation, no distortion at 1925 on 15140. It's been a long time since I've heard RHC without badly distorted audio. About the new low-power station in Finland we mentioned last week, Radio Pico, P-I-K-O. Dan Robinson near D.C. reports hearing one of their tests on May 25th on 3990. 1905 UT with some breaks in transmissions on and off, and definitely off by 1916. They went from AM to LSB as well, and played some jazz music, listening via remotes at Arkvika and other Sweden sites. Kari Kallio in Finland replies about 3990. Yes, there were really technical problems. The transmission was cut off after a few minutes from the start, but I managed to record many IDs. Another test frequency, 9770, was occupied by China. So many listeners missed it. 500 kilowatts, just too much. 5980 was a better trial inside the country, but there was interference from North Korea. That is jamming the Japanese Shokase program. And now we have news of yet another low-power Finnish shortwave station called Radio Ringaropo. That's R-I-N-G-A-R-O-P-O. This message from Dick Spacewalker of Space Shuttle Radio. Testing equipment for the first transmission Tuesday the 28th of May or Wednesday 29th on 9290. No time schedule was available. It's also known as 4Rs Radio or Rimpau Taisiko Ringaropoli Radio. Then Dick Spacewalker follows up, testing their first transmission Tuesday the 28th from 1532. Then David Koenig of Rental Signals Online says, Radio Ringaropo observed 28 May at 1820 UT, fair reception via remote in Sweden. Music interspersed with announcements mostly in Finnish, but some English. And Kari Kallio replies to that, it is a Finnish free radio station, usually working under the name Radio Space Shuttle. Skip on 9290 goes over most of Finnish borders, so best reception was observed near Oslo, Norway. By the way, the name Radio Ringaropo is quite funny, because it is the name of a living person, the former long jumper Ringaropo, as in Wikipedia. Tony Pavic forwards a message from Reiner at Channel 292 on May 30th. Over the last few days, I've carried out considerable work on the beam to improve performance directionally on 9670. Let me know if there are any changes in reception quality in the target areas. Testing now, as he wrote this, with really good reception into New Zealand. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, more monitoring by Ron Howard of Indonesia's RRI Nabiri Pro 1 on 7289.93. On May 27th, tuned in at 0803 with a carrier, and he tuned out at 940, including some highlights, easy listening songs, from 815 till 851. Distinctive Islamic prayer at 851 to 901, and the sunset call to prayer, followed by more easy listening songs till 927. At 929, there was an ID he recorded. And the next day, May 28th, about the same format from 0815 till tune out at 0910. And then on May 29th, he tuned in at 0810, but they suddenly cut off at 0849 just before start of the Islamic segment. Ron Howard also reports on Voice of Indonesia, Channel 1, 3325 from Palangkaraya on May 30th. Readable reception of the English segment at 1300, but their other frequency was still at an open carrier, 4754.83. He heard the news on the hour, today's commentary and a patriotic song past 1315. Tony Pavick in British Columbia says, "As far as I know, Voice of Korea is not as prone to screw-ups as Radio Havana Cuba, but it does happen. Several months ago, I noted their entire programming block around 15 to 18 UT being off by 1 hour. And on May 24th, via recording, I caught them in French on 11.7.10 at 18.10 with a noisy, poorly modulated, distorted signal with news. French is actually scheduled on 11.9.10. So 11.7.10 left the air mid-sentence at 18.17 and nothing on 11.9.10 until 18.25 when that carrier came on with a very poor signal and the same shouty, normal content. Poorly modulated as well with the Pyongyang top 40 at 18.30. 11.7.10 is directed to North America, 11.9.10 to Southern Africa, hence the difference in signal quality. Will someone in Pyongyang be going in for an attitude adjustment? Does anyone else note the OK screw-ups?" Ron Howard reports on 11.665 from Malaysia, that is transmitted from Kajang on the west coast of the peninsula, not from Sarawak, but carrying programming of YFM, WAI. May 25th, heard from 1300 until off at 14 UT with exceptionally good reception, he says, mostly pop songs. At 13 to 1310, news in vernacular, including the often heard singing ID for YFM. Zaharis Dangris in Greece has been keeping a diary of his monitoring of 11.665 almost every day, noting that besides YFM, there are other programs or stations relayed on the frequency, and the exact hours of transmission vary considerably. And from Ron Howard, more about Mongolia's domestic shortwave on 4895. As of May 30th, he says, still hearing a decent open carrier, but no audio at 1249 UT. On May 24th, Takahito Akabayashi in Japan replied, "The 4895 signal is also detected in Tokyo after 12 UT. Signal strength is not weak, but the depth of modulation is not enough. It's almost soundless. Only the time pips of each hour are noted. The signing off is observed at 1458 UT, the same as Mongolian Radio 1. So it's presumed from the Murun transmitting station. At this site, a 10-kilowatt neck transmitter was installed in 2003, and 4895 had been in service until the 2010s. Via Wolfgang Büschel, Sarat Virakun in Sri Lanka received this schedule for the Myanmar station Tazin Radio, T-H-A-Z-I-N, which includes 3 half-hour English broadcasts on 3 different frequencies, here converted to UT, in the morning at 0130 to 02 on 6030, midday 0730 to 08 on 9460, and evening 1430 to 15 on 6165. All of these also on medium wave 639, otherwise in Myanmarianese before the English broadcast. Ricky Leong in Alberta found Radio New Zealand on the wrong frequency, May 28th at 1330, 7425 instead of 7440. Fibber soon got a reply from Adrian Sainsbury at the station. A new software control system installed, associated with a new transmitter installation and several hiccups. Rodney Johnson in Minnesota also noted some breaks in transmission on 17675 during the 05 UT hour on May 30th, and not a smooth transition to 13690 at 0559. About Radio Dharma Peru on 4775. Manuel Mendez in Spain says it was not heard on May 25th or 26th around midnight or 01 UT. No audio, no carrier seems to be out of the air for at least 2 weeks. But May 27th at 0700, I was getting it on 4775.15 approximately, a Radio Dharma ID at 0700 versus swooshing from Kodar, one of the few Peruvians left on shortwave, not normally heard overnight. It could also be on the other side of 4775. On April 24th, Johnny Serra found it on 4774.90. Antonello Napolitano of DX Fanzine has news from Colombian DXer Rafael Rodriguez who got a reply from the station manager. The transmitter failure caused by an electrical discharge, but since May 26th, it is back on the air. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 2245. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Doug Brown of London, Ontario, who sent a check in U.S. dollars to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. The NASA flash sheet, Ed Chikarek in New Jersey, reports hearing Polish radio via WRMI 7570. Wednesday, May 22nd, ending at 23:59. Contrary to the web scan, which shows on Wednesdays at 23 to midnight, VORW. I suppose the Polish radio transmission was coming via WRN. Let's check if it continues. News from Radio Romania International via AER40DX in Spain about a frequency change for their 0200 UT broadcast in Spanish for Central America. As of June 1st, 9740 replaces 9700. They don't say why, but obviously to avoid Radio Havana Cuba, as I mentioned before, which sometimes appears on that frequency at that time. Parallel 17760 for South America from Romania. Horacio Nigro in Uruguay forwards this, translated from Ukrainska Pravda, May 27th. Another over-the-horizon radar, Voronezh M in Orsk-Orenburg region, was attacked by drones. Voronezh M is part of the family of Russian stationary long-range over-the-horizon radar stations, designed to detect ballistic and cruise missiles. This radar operates in VHF with a target detection range of up to 6 megameters. Earlier, another radar station in this family, located in the village of Hliboki, Krasnodar Krai, was reported to have been hit by a drone of the main intelligence directorate of the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense on May 23rd, causing a fire breaking out on the facility. Bill Tolford replies, there is no immediate military benefit to Ukraine. Politically, it helps feed the Putin narrative that this is an existential struggle for Russia, not likely to end well. Volodya Solmaniv replies, that is simplistic. There is military merit in targeting this Russian accent. Ukraine has done well flexing its military prowess against a hostile neighbor many times its size. In my own personal view, he says, it's also a warning to the invaders that there is no safe place inside Russia, just as the Russians inflict on Ukraine. Ricky Leong in Alberta reports, an open carrier on 17855 at 0415 UT, May 27th. I'm going to guess someone at REE Spain forgot to hit the off switch a few hours ago. Paul Walker, the Alaska radio nerd, replies, I've caught Spain on 15520 and 17855 on late with dead air several times in the last few weeks. 15520 more than 17855. The latter doesn't stay on too long, maybe an hour or two. I've had 15520 for hours and hours with dead air, long after sign-off. A Swiss electronic music composer, C.M. Obrecht, occasionally puts together a one-hour program of his music, buying a particular time on a particular station, but on no reliable schedule. This may have been what Tony Pavick in B.C. heard on 17790 WRMI, Saturday, 25 May, from 21 past 22 UT. He has done that before, just extending the Radio Africa transmission 1 hour longer. Then Tony got a reply from Claudius himself, who said, "Wow, I didn't know about this broadcast." Something's always erroneous at Emerlair, this time more than usual. The Voice of Turkey English broadcast at 22 UT, May 27th. I found 10 kilohertz off frequency, 11795.009 instead of 11785.009, where it returned the next day. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener forwards a program preview from BBC World Service, partnering with Nobel Prize Outreach to examine disinformation and the role of critical thinking in a new series called Whose Truth? Four parts, vaccine, Russia versus Ukraine, climate change denial, and online women haters. All four episodes available from Wednesday 5 June on the documentary podcast, wherever you get your BBC podcast, and weekly on the BBC World Service Radio from Saturday 15 June. Good news from Ron Norton of IRRS. Via Nexus, International Broadcasting Association, World of Radio is again on shortwave, starting in June, Sundays at 0930 UT on 9510 for Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. Our two medium wave broadcasts continue on 1323 kHz from Italy, Friday at 2030 UT, and Sunday at approximately 1902. There is also a broadcast streaming only Saturday at 2330 UT. I hope it's really then instead of 2334, so the last 3 or 4 minutes will no longer have to be cut off. Any other broadcasts are also streamed via nexus.org. We also have a surprise new time on WTWW's other frequency, 9475. Ricky Long in Alberta heard it, as well as Tony Paddock in BC. It's Saturday at 23 UT, but not yet confirmed whether that will continue to be a reliable time. George McClintock does explain about the Harris SW100 transmitter at WTWW. He says it was in pitiful condition and goes into considerable detail. It will probably be about 2 months before it will be in operation on 12105. Hank Blackwood in Georgia reports problems at 9265 WINB. On May 27th, from before 2100 until 2209, a carrier with no modulation. Then they started to modulate, cutting on and off, and then picked up programming from 2215. Later that evening, on May 28th at 0334, I heard them again with dead air. May 27th, 0710 UT, I had a signal in Spanish dominating the frequency 1160 and mentioning Misericordia every few seconds. That's a Catholic buzzword, like you would hear on Radio Católica Mundial. Trouble is, several medium wave references do not really account for this. But finally we decided, with the help of Tim Hall, Greg Hardison, and Mauno Ritola, that it's KCTO in Cleveland, Missouri. That's a little bitty town south of Kansas City, right next to the Kansas state line. In fact, coverage maps show it right on the state line. We're not sure which state it's actually transmitting from. Some of them indicate Kansas, some of them indicate Missouri. Anyhow, it must have been running 5 kilowatt day power. It's not ordinarily heard here at night. KSL Salt Lake was not really a factor. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard continues monitoring Radio Vanuatu on 7260 just about every night. He was hearing it well on May 24th with news at 10:01, the lead story, Vanuatu students in New Caledonia being flown home due to unrest in the country. Also May 26th at 0625 to 725, with a promo about the VBTC needing a human resource officer. And the only shortwave frequency mentioned was 3945, but it was missing on May 27th. Checking from 0755 to 940 UT, not heard on 2485, 3945, 5040, 7260, nor 9960, frequencies they've used in the past. One should also check for the once great harmonics of 3945 on 7890 and 11835, but they've probably been eliminated for good. I've been hearing at least a poor signal every night I check around 07 UT on 7260, but I also noted it missing on May 27th. Ron Harrod says also missing on May 28th, checking after 615. That's strange, since May 29th is an important day, voting for the national referendum. Tony Pavic in BC says no sign of Vanuatu between 659 and 716 on 29 May. Ron Howard replies, yes, on May 29th, a third consecutive day with no Vanuatu, checking from 0610 to last check at 0810. And then at 2250 UT, May 29th, Ron got this reply from Warren Robert, who says, hi, Ron. Yes, there was a power failure, but is back already this morning. Warren Robert is the senior technical officer at VBTC. Finally, Ron reports, 7260, Radio Vanuatu random monitoring from 1055 to 1215 UT, May 30th. Indeed, transmitter is back on the air, but with no audio at all. Much earlier, Mauno Ritola via remote was also hearing the same, no modulation. They may be keeping the transmitter on all day. Even as we approach solar max, there's very little use of the 11-meter shortwave broadcast band. But José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil reminds us of another opportunity on 25700. Heard Tuesday, May 28th at 1421, BBC via the Vatican site in Hausa. Ending at 1429, good reception, parallel to Ascension on 21630. The schedule Monday through Friday only at 14 to 1430. Channel 292 is not the only station on 9670. Tony Pavick in BC reports the Vietnamese clandestine, Vietnam Democracy Radio, or Radio Dap Loi Song Nui, transmitted from Taiwan at 12:30 to 13 UT. Heard May 23rd at 12:50 with no jamming, but overridden by China and Russian 9675 from 12:57. Ron Howard then monitored it May 25th starting at 12:30, and notes that Vietnam Democracy Radio is headquartered in San Jose, California, according to their website, radiodlsn.com. Note that San Jose has a Vietnamese population of somewhat over 10% of the city's total population. Finally, some comments from the DX Nostalgia column of Shortwave Bulletin by the guy who likes to go by his initials only, RFK. In the Northern Hemisphere, we are rapidly approaching summer. We remember the golden bygone days when the enchanting tropical bands were alive with the exotic flavors of Latin America, beckoning listeners into serenaded summer nights. With a simple turn of a dial, listeners could be transported from their living rooms to the far reaches of the globe, tuning into voices from distant lands, broadcasting a symphony of news, music, and culture. You could hear interesting stations from different countries around the clock. Fast forward to today, and the breathtaking communion of the airwaves has diminished into a faint whisper. Shortwave radio, a once pioneering form of communication, is now seen as outdated and inefficient in the frenzied age of digital information exchange. As a result, numerous countries have abandoned the use of shortwave, leaving its bands barren and devoid of the vibrant, overlapping sounds that once filled the air. The once rich tapestry of chatter and music from many exotic countries is now but a faded memory. Though the shortwave radio is not obsolete, it now exists as a niche hobby for us DXers, who continue to cherish the moments when we find something new on the bands, which is not too often. Our nostalgic thoughts go back to the time when we here in Sweden could listen to African stations in the early evenings, and he illustrates a QSR card from a station often heard but surprisingly good signal, Radio Comercial de Angola, 4795. Indeed, the shortwave bands are now more of sentimental than practical value. It's a poignant reminder of past eras when technology expanded our horizons far beyond what was physically possible. Nights spent huddled by the radio, eagerly scanning for the faintest signals of faraway lands, became a cherished ritual. World was a stranger's voice through a crackling speaker and into our headphones, a window into the lives of cultures foreign and familiar. The past glimmers in our minds, replete with the haunting tunes of distant lands and the mesmerizing allure of a borderless world broadcast through a simple radio. Though time marches on, those moments remain etched in our memories, a testament to the indomitable human spirit that defied boundaries between nations. Let us remember those days. The Propagation Outlook from SWPC, issued May 27th. Unsettled active levels expected on June 8th to 12th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 on the 9th and 11th. Otherwise, mostly 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux on May 29th was 171, but had been predicted to rise from 155 to a peak of 210 on June 7th. And down to 165 by June 22nd. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser, concluding World of Radio 2245, with a standard disclaimer.